a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Okay, so I'm talking to Sævar Bragason from Iceland. So what happened in Iceland during the International Year of Astronomy?
We did a lot of things. We did the FETO exhibition, from Earth to the Universe exhibition. We did a number of workshops with teachers and children and the general public. Did star parties. And then we're waiting for the Galileo scopes to show up, so we can give every single school in Iceland Galileo scope and DVD, Eyes on the Sky, and along with some educational materials as well. So we did, I think, quite a lot.
So, of course, in Iceland you only have parts of the year where you can do nighttime astronomy.
Yes, exactly. About 3 months of the year are completely bright, so it's daylight 24/7 almost. So you can't really do any astronomy then, but that's also unfortunately in the summer, so when it's the warmest then the skies are mostly clear. So in the winter it's just about the weather then. It's usually our number one enemy because it can be raining for months, but we can also be lucky to have clear skies for a few weeks or a few days at least. So we get about, I don't know, 50% of the days are clear to do some stargazing in the winter.
Okay, and how often do you get scuppered by aurora?
Way too often, I have to tell you. Well, we usually just call it light pollution when you go outside, because if you're observing like deep sky objects or things like that, it completely covers the sky and you can't see anything. Then we just have to pack our telescopes and go home. But of course, they're also really beautiful, so it's not just we're not just really unhappy with them. So when they finally show up, they can be really beautiful, and of course we like it. As long as they just stay on the sky for like half an hour to an hour, then we're really, really happy. But sometimes it happens that you get auroras really, really early in the night, and it just stays like that for many, many hours, and then we just have to curse them at home.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.